Well, everybody, thanks for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast.
You're welcome.
You can call us at 408-228-4911 or send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. You'll notice if you go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, we have a link that you can provide a donation to the show.
Ooh.
If you so desire. There's also a link where you could vote for us at Podcast Alley. You can vote once a month. And the more votes we get, the higher the rating we'll get, and that'll shoot us up and all that stuff.
Shoot us up with what?
Good ratings and people seeing us.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, that was close. If you want to see Justin's comedy, I've finished my recording, but I'm going to be headlining the White River Comedy Club November 19th through 22nd. I'll be featuring for Darren Carter in Branson, Missouri.
Oh.
Darren Carter,
November. Missouri, Indiana. I spend a week.
Oh, that is. Yeah, that's right. November 19th through 22nd, I'll be featuring for Darren. And Thanksgiving weekend, November 28th, I will be opening for Angela Johnson at the San Jose Performing Arts Center, 8 o'clock. All the information for that is available at justincomedy.com.
It's awesome. And I have a buddy whose birthday is coming up in December. You might want to get him a gift. His name is Jesus. His birthday is December 25th. Okay, bye. Thanks for joining us here on the Second Funniest Podcast. No one else could join us today, and I'm glad you read the bio and thought there were other people here, but it's just me.
Why are
so
you the only one? I'm here.
What?
I'm here.
You sure?
I'm right here.
We're going to have to start over. Okay. That's good. I thought it was just you and me, this podcast.
We're really starting over.
Because I wasn't talking early enough?
Yeah, I was. No, it's fine. I just felt alone. And who else is in the room?
Hi, this is Christian. Hi.
Okay.
You have to stop the
music. Okay, let's start all over.
Well, no, I did because we couldn't hear you.
Yeah. Oh.
Here's the thing. We covered this. I love this. is that you guys hear something different than what I hear. I hear what actually gets recorded so that we're all safe. You guys probably hear a better quality.
Probably.
So you don't hear me making sounds when I sing and stuff about at the top?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard what it was, da-da, and then you can kind of hear going, I'm the only one. And that's what it sounds like. So, and I like that. I like the way that sounds because I feel like it's like we're coming in on a conversation.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, if only there were four of us in this conversation.
Well, there are.
One of us is very busy shooting video for this.
Yes, please don't interrupt my work.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, here, we'll do this real quick because, again, judging by the description, you know, Christian Pizzeriani. I always say your last name wrong.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that it's because I like the way I say it.
It's
I really, really do.
You are not that far off,
right?
You give it,
I just throw an extra I in there.
You,
I think
you sure. Grab the you, ear on the ear. That's what you have to stress. Yeah. Pizzeriani.
You actually say it like my Spanish.
I go Pizzeriani. That's what I like.
You're,
to say.
You're adding like a couple extra Z's or
I don't
something.
Care. I think
it's not
sounds
horrible.
Great.
It's better than saying Pizzeroni, which I get a lot, and there's no A's or O's in my name.
or animal treats.
You say it correctly right now.
Pizzeriani.
Pizzeriani.
Yeah, it's close enough.
It's like saying it's to me. It sounds like an Irani, like a clothing store for Iranians.
Yeah,
from an American named Pete. Like it's like an American went over there.
Yeah,
and it's like welcome to Pizzeriani.
Yeah,
and he's trying to do the accent, but he's not very good.
When you just said your name, Christian, and then Justin repeated it back, it sounded like he was just repeating it back the exact same way. And you said, "Yeah, that's close enough."
Yeah.
Which is the problem I apparently have with the TV show Fringe. Fringe.
What did you say, Fringe?
I can't say it right, apparently.
Let me tell you about how self-conscious this podcast has made me about the words milk and pillow.
Yeah, well, you
see how I did it right? The pillow? I went pillow?
Yeah,
pillow.
Power.
And then I thought my mom said milk while we were visiting her in Denver.
Which is right. You just said it right.
Wait, what?
Milk.
Milk, not milk.
You said milk.
I said milk. That's right for me.
You're saying it wrong.
You guys are making me thirsty.
Making you thirsty?
Yeah.
This is very deja vu-y, except... +1.
Yeah.
You have a Yahoo camera?
Shut it.
Are you going to film the entire hour-long podcast?
She's going to see how
I
it goes.
Have
that's
like
the vibe.
57 minutes left. So
well,
I don't know.
It'll be a little
about
short.
3 minutes ago.
This will actually kill. Though you could probably catch the whole podcast right now.
Are you going to vodcast it? It's our first video podcast.
We could do it.
It's exciting. Just jumping back and forth.
We may or not.
It's like a tennis match. So,
we may or may not have the bandwidth to do it on our account.
She can do it on her. Don't you have a Flickr account?
We'll link to it or something.
Yeah. We can put it on YouTube.
I can put a minute on my Flickr account. Oh. So, you know.
I'm sure there's some. YouTube will let you put an hour long
video.
Let's
pick a solid
YouTube
minute and not this minute where we talk about it.
Yeah, I'm going with Justin.
I'm a director. And
for conversation,
I have a special director's account, which they stopped offering.
Oh.
And now you have a limit of 10 minutes.
But how much do you have?
I think it's unlimited.
You can put a video up that's 10 hours long.
Why I would want to do that, I don't know.
But you could, like a video of just wall.
I do have a 2-hour video. What? This is... I'm confused. Why?
I'm saying if you wanted to put a picture of a wall, why would you want to do that?
No, you just wanted to press the button.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to go to voicemails. Everybody's, we have traffic and weather. I don't know why I went into that, like we're going to do traffic and weather.
Segway voice.
I just want to get these out of the way.
Oh, I like
this. Hey, guys, Chris Goodrum here. Just got to say,
Christian,
I miss the old theme song. I would rock out to it, pretend I'm playing my air ukulele. It was fantastic. Anyway, just to let you know, I got my November 4th tickets. I'm excited. Can't wait to be there. I'm going to lock my head off.
Ouch. It did not happen.
Yeah, he's fine. Bye. His head is still attached. Yeah.
I can confirm because I saw him after the show, head intact, unless there was some kind of joke he got on the way home and then it fell off. I cannot confirm because I have not talked to him since. I cannot confirm or deny whether or not his head is attached, although something about this conversation right now makes me feel like we will get a confirmation via voicemail as to the level of attachment of his head.
And that's how it will be described.
I heard he's going to... Can we talk about the
of
thing
course.
With it? He has...
He put it on Facebook.
Yeah, he's going to be an author, like a published author.
Well, he is
author.
An author. Published author, that's the difference.
Well, I don't know if you can say you're an author until you've been published.
It's like being an actor until you've actually been on something important.
And an extra doesn't count. If
you're
an extra,
people say it all the
unless
time.
Unless you are Ricky Gervais playing an extra. That counts.
Well, he was on The Office first, so.
Yeah. Well, it still counts, in my
racist,
opinion.
Racist. Sexist.
And we got one more.
Hi, this is Christian.
What?
I'm calling because... Kevin told me to call, and
you did.
Frankly, I'm a little disappointed that I'm getting a voicemail and not live radio personalities.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should say podcast personalities.
That's true.
Being you guys, Justin and Kevin. I guess I'm just going to have to hang up. And
I was rambling.
Think about That's what great. Could have been. I guess I'll leave you with a question. My question is, it's about Kevin.
Whatever it is, your
question
answer,
is,
Christian.
How much did you miss Kevin, Dustin?
Oh, that was
I'm asking this
because he was coming back from
India.
That's a good question.
I
hope so because there's no way of asking me to rephrase because this isn't a live call. Anyway, just thought I'd post that. Mm-hmm. Take that, do what you will with it, and I hope to hear my answer on the air or the podcast. Is what I mean to say. This is not a radio.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
I'm comfortable.
I love how he at the end he's like, "Cause this." Okay, thanks. Bye.
It's like the other version of you did the same thing of like, "Oh wait, this is uncomfortable." So yeah. Christian, how much did Justin miss me?
No. The question is for Justin.
No, I know, but
he wants you to answer.
You have to answer it.
Kevin makes no sense.
You asked the question, so you
I
have
guess,
to answer.
I guess on a scale of 1 to 10,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Justin missed you about, I'm going to say, a 5.5.
Whoa. Yeah.
Really? That's it?
That's low, I would say.
Justin, what did you miss
me? He was busy. He had stuff going on.
Well, okay. I'm going to treat this very seriously.
He's going to say 5.5.
As I do most things.
Your eyes are very pretty tonight, by the way.
Thank you, baby.
I didn't realize one's a different color than the other tonight.
I didn't either. I think that's not true.
Well, it might be a light in the room.
I'm not sure.
One's lighter. One's kind of brown. One's kind of blue.
That could be just lighting. We don't know.
I don't know.
I've gone my entire life without anybody saying your eyes are different color.
Come on, back me up on this, Christian. Doesn't one look like a different color?
I'm kind of scared. He's staring at me. Really?
Why are you not videoing this? We actually need a visual now.
She ran out of time, weirdly enough. Yeah.
It's already been 57 minutes.
It doesn't just measure, because it's associated with Yahoo. It also measures an excitement
How
level.
How did you pronounce
and
it?
Yahoo. And Yahoo.
Interesting.
So, because that's what the company was really... They like, you know what we want to do? We want to become a review system for things on the internet. Mm. Like, what kind of things are going to make you go Yahoo when you see it, right? So, they came out with this video radio player that was associated with the original intent, and then it's like, oh, we became a search engine, and then we do fantasy sports and emails.
Then they sell ads. How much did you miss me on a scale of 1 to 10? It very seriously.
I'm going to take it very seriously. I'm gonna draw it out, because it wouldn't be me if it didn't.
I mean, already.
I think I've changed subjects twice. in that, I don't miss people when I know they're coming back.
So it's a zero.
Yeah. Mm. While you were in India, like I thought of you. Like I was like, oh, I wonder what Kevin's doing now. And I had pictures of you like in the sets that I saw on Who Wants to Be an Indian Millionaire?
Slumdog Millionaire.
That's the one I'm thinking of. I get mixed up in the translation. I want to know. Like I remember thinking of you. Like I was like, is he falling in love with an Indian chick? And is he on the game show? Like things like that.
I was living out the plot of Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, that's how it played out in my head. Were you getting mugged by other Indian kids?
That happened.
Yeah, that did happen.
Well, when we got off the train, we were accosted by. Oh no! When we got off the airplane, as soon as we arrived in Delhi, there's just kids everywhere trying to help you with your luggage, and we let one help and then gave him a tip, and then he went around to each of us and told them that we needed to give him more money. And he's just standing there, and we didn't know what to do. We just got into India. We're like, how do we interact with this 8-year-old that's telling us we owe him money? And the woman we were with showed us how by wishing him away with her hand. Go!
Just a random woman in your group?
No, she was the woman that lives there.
Okay, good. Because how funny would it be? American right off the plane, like, go!
Go!
She was angry. Away from me.
So anyway, you thought of me while I was there.
I thought of you, like things that you would be, but like, I was like, missing. I wonder what kind of adventures. I was excited to hear about your adventures.
That counts as missing.
So is that three misses then?
Three
out of ten.
I'm not that far off.
No. You said five
and
a half.
By Price is Right rules, though, he would lose.
You said that it was too low, but it sounds like
it was higher. Because I like you, but I don't know how to qualify. I'm not familiar with his star system.
It's a point scale, actually.
Oh, a point system. Yeah. I didn't know how to do it. Scale.
Now, when Natalie is gone and you know she's not coming back, this isn't your app.
She's not coming back?
I mean, when you know she's
right
coming
now,
back.
She left. So she's probably on her way to pick up the kid and move to some other state.
I was really hoping for pizza.
I know. Yeah, that would be nice.
Now, when you don't see
your
Natalie
level of disappointment is probably the same as my marriage. Imagine your disappointment for not having pizza. Imagine my disappointment to find out she's coming back and she's bringing that little rugrat with her.
That's not now, though, awesome. Right?
No, he's got another day. We had a whole day away from him. Oh, that was great.
But when she's gone,
I'm talking about a lot of things at once.
When you're not around Natalie, you miss her, though.
I do.
Yeah. But you don't ever feel that.
She
when I'm
also
gone.
Has a vagina that I am allowed to visit.
like an amusement park.
Really? Is that all it takes? There's more to that relationship, though, than her vagina.
I'm sure Kevin has things that you could visit.
Evelyn.
She's a sniper, this one. That's great. Christian picks up the video. She's like, I'm in. I'm all in. Here we go.
Yeah, this is good times.
I'm just saying. He has laptops. He has TV.
I thought you were talking about more flesh-bound things.
I think she was.
You can.
Those are also on the table is what Evelyn is saying.
Yeah.
I like this.
What are those women that you can eat sushi off of and they're naked? What are those called? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, my elbows are on the table, by the way.
That's what I'm talking about. That's not the table part? What are we talking about?
Now I get it. I was like, what's that got to... Oh, his elbows are on the naked you. At least that's what I thought it was.
Do you not know what I'm talking about?
No.
Those women that... Yeah, it's what rich, wasted Japanese businessmen do. You go and a naked woman lays there and they serve sushi on her body. So she's just naked with sushi.
Before.
No, it was on Real World. Not Real World. Whatever. Surreal World. Surreal Life.
Surreal Life. Although I would love to see the Surreal World. What would happen? Like, is that like...
I think it'd go a little something like this.
Get the camera. No, I was kidding. Would that be like drunk, immature, early 20s people like... Living in a building that was designed like by M.C. Escher? Like, is that what the surreal
that's pretty sweet.
World would be?
And they're just like, I can't get upstairs because the stairs are on the wall.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know where my bedroom is. Because every time I leave, I come back into the same room on a different level. That would be great.
I played that game.
We should edit this out so we can pitch this to MTV.
Yeah.
Because they would love a heady show, I bet. I bet.
We're all about things.
And it's all about people trying to find each other so they could touch each other inappropriately. That's like MTV's programming to a T.
And as long as they're 18-year-old,
Yeah, they don't care.
You know, when they were recording Real World in Hollywood, they were doing one of their tasks was to do a team at I.O. West, the improv team over by the church there. And so
when you say they were going to do a team.
They were going to be a team in a show.
Well, we were talking about sex. I thought, I'm like, well.
We were talking about sex?
Well, I thought. Wait, what have we been talking about this whole time? Because I feel like I'm starting out of the box on the wrong page.
I was listening to eating sushi. I don't know. Yeah. And then thinking about how the salt on the girl's skin would ruin the flavor of the sushi, so I wouldn't want to do that.
Wow, ooh. You took it to a whole nother level.
She got a wine cellar on us. Yeah. That was great. That was incredible. I never knew. Nobody thinks of that.
Evelyn.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. She's a character.
So
you're totally going to regret putting me on the show.
Why? No, I love it already.
Yeah, this is great.
This is already my favorite. Since like episode 2, I was like, we need to get Christian and Evelyn on this thing. Here we are in episode 50. What are we on?
This is 47.
Can we just rename it 50 so we can be like the 50th special?
Yeah.
Sure, and we'll have the
heat. We can hold it off to 50, although now we blew it.
Yeah.
No.
Much like my CD recording.
You were carrying a lot of guilt.
We did. That's not guilt. Here's the reality. You're
beating yourself up.
No, it's not. Well, maybe that, yes. Yeah. Is that it just didn't go the way I wanted. I went real fast.
Expectations.
And I'll talk about it now because here's the thing. I've been thinking about it a lot, obviously. Wednesday, recorded the CD. I think it went great in that everybody walked away having a great time. Mm-hmm. But as often comes up on this show, I have bullshit in my head that messes me up. And I wish everybody could have seen. The best part of this whole thing for me was I walk off going, where was the fucking light? Like, I'm thinking to myself. And then the manager shows me a stopwatch, and I'm like 10 minutes early from when I told her I was coming off. I still did my headline set. But I was like, oh, crap, you know? And then I look at Christian, and I think, I don't know if you said to me or if I just looked at you and I went, oh, that did not go well. And the look of surprise and shock and awe on his face is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, and he also, I could tell that he respects me to a certain level to where he looked around like, what was different from what I saw? Like, what is it? What's wrong with what I saw? Yeah. That am I misreading this? Like, no. You thought it went great, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and then you still don't remember me walking directly
to
you. No,
I was so in a funk and in a cloud that then the owner had to come to me at the club and say, listen, that
because
was great. Everybody
as
loved
that
it.
Moment's happening, I'm running to you to see what's wrong, and I'm saying, you all right? You're like, bah, nah. And you walked right past me. Because I thought nothing recorded. That's what I thought you were telling him is that, yeah, we lost it, or there was no audio and I couldn't
stop
you.
No, it was the opposite of that. Yeah. It was everything was great. So I think, because here's what maybe this means about me, is that if I come off, I'm like, that was fantastic. That probably means it isn't any good.
Oh.
But if I come off and I'm like, oh, that was awful, then everybody's going to love it. That's what I'm going to go. Because I think really what I was dealing with is that for whatever reason, I feel I have a hard time just wallowing in the appreciation of the people who are helpful and supportive of me. Like, I can't just say, okay, how about, I'm all right. How about, this is okay. People like me. They
you know
like
that, you know when people are afraid of spiders, they dump them in tanks filled with spiders, and that's supposed to get them over their fear of spiders. We should just shower you with compliments right now.
No, that'll make me more uncomfortable. I would be more comfortable with spiders.
I know that's the point. Let's go. You have very pretty eyes. One is
they're
a different color.
Sorry, I walked on your joke. I thought I was making a comment.
Okay. It's all right.
I threw a pen. I'm sorry. Let's change the subject already. So it was great. Everything. We'll see the finished product will come out. Everybody will be able to judge for themselves. And I would prefer that if everybody bought it and then decide for themselves. That would be a. I know, right? That's good. We should stop whispering about it, though.
They can't hear us.
Oh, good. Just I love whispering. It's so great. Wait, is this still enough whispering?
I can hear you, too, Kevin.
Well, you have headphones. The people listening to this have headphones.
I wouldn't really call these headphones. This is from a 1985 Walkman.
Wow.
Those, my friend. Here's a little piece.
Do you want to plug yours in? Is that your problem?
Yeah, go for it.
No, it's too late now.
No, it's not. You can lock in.
I'm afraid of what you'll say when I'm out.
What?
That's probably
true. You can still hear me. Now we have there's so little room.
There's no room.
So we have so much stuff to cover, and here we are bantering.
I wasn't writing it down. What do we got to cover?
No, we haven't opened up too many balls of wax. I don't know what that means.
What?
Wow, you are such a Nelly of bad news.
Let's tell that story real quick. Natalie went to Chili's. We had Courtney Pong.
We didn't tell it yesterday?
No, guest of the show last week. Is that Courtney Pong and I, we all went to lunch at Chili's, and Natalie was like having this serious conversation, and she messes things up so much. Like, remember we talked about this on the show where she said, you got to get something snaggy. And she was snapping while she said it. Like a catchphrase needs to be snaggy is what she said.
Like it snags you in there.
Yeah. And then
boom.
Yesterday she goes, I'm not trying to be a Nelly of bad news.
I'm not even sure what that's supposed to mean.
Negative Nancy. That's what she was trying to say.
A Nelly of bad news.
Wow. A Nelly of bad news.
I'm not trying to work out life.
Oh, it's the greatest.
It was pretty good. And then Justin spent the rest of lunch trying to think of other things. Yeah. Like, I don't mean to be the Ignatius of ignorance, but...
Ignacio of incorrectness is what I said.
And the Oscar of overachievement.
Yeah. Only mine all had alliteration, because it's easier to come up with a word you're trying to say and then come up with a name.
Which I thought would be easy until later when I came up with the Eddie of entertainment. I'm like, oh, it's hard.
Yeah. I can do this. This is easy. This is cake. But so let's get into the stuff that we wanted to cover. You were rattling off stories that I was too busy plugging stuff in, so I'm going to need your help.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, we can talk about the fact that I married them, the time that Evelyn lost her ring. The whole ring story is a great story.
All right, let's start.
We could talk about their love for nerds, our time at Webtoon, our time at Great America.
Okay, list is done.
I've got more.
I know.
We're still in the brain nest.
Oh, maybe we should brainstorm before we light these things
Sifta,
up.
Sifta.
There could be a good story about how we got this little Yahoo video camera.
All right, we talked about that. Let's do that. Not wrap it up. I don't know what I mean.
So there's this
Nelly of bad news.
Evelyn's been filming with this little Yahoo flip camera. It's an actual flip camera.
Okay.
It's got a Yahoo cover.
I won it at a contest earlier this week.
At Google.
At Yahoo. I hate you. And the reason I got it was there's a promotion that Yahoo's been running. If you don't know, I guess I should say that Evelyn and I both work at Yahoo.
Yeah,
anyway, so...
you all have to yodel later.
Yeah.
So and then we'll upload it.
Yeah. We'll explain.
Can we yodel on air? That'll be fun.
Yeah.
We should videotape you. Anyway, the point is that there is a promotion that Yahoo is doing right now where you can record yourself yodeling and you can upload it to their site and then people can look at it and you can show it off to your friends and it's really fun. Right, and so you can do a search. Maybe I don't know if you have internet access.
I do.
That you can. So maybe you should start doing a search because this is where it gets probably good.
Do a search for Yodel Studio, and it'll give you the page.
So earlier this week,
Yodel Studio. That's the cereal, isn't it?
Just for entertainment factor, I am going to Google Yodel Studio.
Let us know how it works. So earlier this week,
comes up with nothing.
Yahoo brought a big live band into work, and they wanted employees to come up and do yodels, right? And the way that they've got it, instead of the typical Yahoo yodel, which is just Yahoo, they had a music playing, and you could choose a style of music, a genre like 80s or pop rock or country or hip hop, and you would go up there for like 10 or 15 seconds and do a sort of a version of the yodel, but in that style. Of music.
Cool.
Very cool. So, but I had no idea it was going to be a live band, and all I knew was the first 20 people would win a Yahoo Flip camera. Right. So,
and those are nice. What's how many gigabytes is that?
I don't know, but it takes an hour of HD footage. That's all I know.
That's all that matters.
Cool. Yeah, it matters greatly. So I went in, and I was the fifth person in line, so I was all excited to get my flip, but I didn't realize how embarrassing
it would be. You were at work, so you had to leave your desk and get to the line first, and people are like, where's Christian?
I let everyone know. The whole thing is set up in our cafeteria. It's a big cafeteria. Anyway, so they videotaped us, and they put our thing online, and so now if you go to this page... Yesterday when I checked, I was one of the first people you would see, and it's an embarrassing.
That's pretty cool.
It's just a very short clip. So if you wanted to play it, I'm offering it to you as comedy material because there's no way you would listen to it and think, oh, that was really good.
I want to hear it so I have a template to go off of. I don't even know how to yodel. So.
Yeah. Well, you've never heard the Yahoo yodel?
Yeah. All I can think
Evelyn?
Of is the Yahoo.
Okay,
that's
there it is.
The
that's the Yahoo.
Oh, okay, got it.
So the thing with the music.
But isn't it like yodel hee, yodel hee hoo?
Well, that's a yodel.
That's
yodel.
An actual yodel.
Yeah.
But the Yahoo yodel is what he did.
Oh, I think he's playing.
Oh, found it.
Yahoo. It's 80s. Yahoo. Yahoo. Don't. Yahoo.
Oh my gosh!
Wait, you all the week. Thank you.
That is awesome. worth it for a
so right now at the date of this recording, you might have to go back a few pages. But if you go to yodelstudio.yahoo.com, then you can go back through all the gallery and you can see Christian standing.
Yeah, you can just do
it. Looks
search.
Like a talk show band. It looks like you're appearing on the Tonight Show.
Yeah, there's like an 8-piece band with members who have been
That's
played
great.
like,
and they could do any style you chose.
Yeah,
or?
so they they set you up with like 15 different examples. Like, mm-hmm. here's the options you have. You can choose from, you know, any of these 15 styles, and they would play that exact tune.
Oh, got it.
And so,
but it was a
gentleman whose name is unpronounceable.
Yeah,
he's at the same location.
Oh. Yeah. We all had, you know, we all.
Yahoo!
You know, I based my yodel. Oh gosh, I based mine off of, but you know, the template. So they played out how it was supposed to sound.
Uh-huh.
You should do the person who's really close to me. Her name is Coco. Okay. She had a really rockin' like punk rock.
Yeah.
And she was really good.
Fat man.
Oh,
that was He's a big fat man who just did that. That was hysterical to only me because I could see it. All right, so a girl who's kind of near you.
Yeah, she was a couple.
Called Coco?
It should be right next to me.
You can do a search. If you do a search for Coco, she probably will show.
Yeah, so it's a good time. It was well worth the flip camera. As embarrassing as it was, I think I already have one comment on there that's like, hey, Raymond.
You Raymond?
Yeah, if you look at my comments, like, hey, Raymond, you're not funny, and... I think the village
Ouch.
People want their hat back, I think is what it's... I'm wearing a really embarrassing, like, hat that's...
Why are
I wouldn't
so
say
mean?
Embarrassing. All right, here's Coco's.
Oh, she's great.
Yahoo! 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 Yahoo!
That's pretty good.
Yahoo!
That's an easier genre.
I know.
Wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty cool.
The best part about these is the guy in studio headphones at the keyboard behind all these people at your location. Because on that one, he looked like he was in pain. He was, but I think he kind of knew he was on camera because he was like, that's
here goes
hard.
My artistic integrity.
Yeah. they're talked about how most of them had done work with like really big name bands. Like someone had worked with Celine Dion and someone worked with like, you know, some other big bands. And I'm like, oh, these poor guys, here they are working now, this mismatch band at
Yahoo.
Did
your company just go through a series of layoffs?
We did. We did, yeah.
And you can do these sort of promotions in-house?
Well,
so Yahoo is going through a branding campaign where... I think we're spending something like $2 million or something like that.
Wow.
So this whole, you know, the Yodel studio, and we had a portrait studio there as part of the branding campaign, just to get the word out, you know, just to resell Yahoo to the public. It's all about you.
And
oh, I've seen
somehow
those, yeah.
Justin thinks it's funny to Google our thing.
Yeah.
And
hilarious.
Apparently the branding isn't working on him.
Hold on. You're asking like I'm about to take your job away because I Googled your Yodel
Stop
studio?
Stop saying it. Every time you say that, an angel loses its wings.
Google?
No.
Oh, Christian's wings just fell off.
I'm not an angel.
Who are? Is that a certain level?
It's the one over here.
Now, hold on.
What's this one?
I don't know if I want to get in. Because here's, I don't know if it's intro. I was going to say, what's so bad about Google, though?
No, it's their competitor.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately.
It'd be like
one
they work for Pepsi and you'd be like, you guys want some Coke Zero?
Ooh, that does sound good.
Do you have any Coke Zero?
Coke Zero is so much better. So you're saying that I should be putting my default search to Yahoo instead of Google.
Yeah, that would help us out a lot.
That would help you out a lot?
Yeah, it would make our company do better.
Oh.
Everyone, honestly,
I did that for 6 months. I did the Yahoo. And
I don't like how this sentence might end.
It's going to end poorly, and I had to go back to Google because I was not getting the search.
To Google?
Not Google. I went to Google.
Oh.
Natalie's back with pizza.
Yay,
no
pizza.
Kid.
Yay. She got three larges.
And
that's
drink.
Amazing.
Only
so,
one drink.
did we finish the thing how you got the flip phone? Did we do
oh,
this?
Yeah, so
we're
going to
yodel. Should we yodel right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're here.
Well,
so now, do we need music bed or what do we need? Can we just do the Yahoo or whatever?
Actually, you can play there on that Yodel studio down on the bottom of the page. There is examples, I believe, that you can listen to.
Hold on. I have to re Yahoo.
Those are the ringtones.
Yeah, they're the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah, because we're not going to do what you did, which
you
was Yahoo. Yahoo.
That, no, I really sang it.
Yahoo.
No, it was
I'm doing country western.
I'm uploading that one.
That's pretty good.
This is embarrassing me.
We're not eating pizza right now. We're not eating pizza. We're not eating pizza right now. We're not eating pizza right now.
Who's an ass? Raise your hand.
There will be no munching of pizza during the podcast.
Wait, Kevin's raising his hand.
Mix your own, or how can I play the music again?
Isn't there on the bottom, like a very, very, very bottom of the page?
Really,
I'm sure this is really riveting for your listeners who are like,
well, they're like trying to there's pizza out. Being offered. And
yeah, geez, I don't know. I'm going to take one of these and put it right here in front of Kevin.
Why
are you doing
30
this?
30
minutes
away. I'm sorry. Look, you want to take a break? We can take
a break and
eat.
Let's keep going.
No,
I'm
this is
ready.
Great. I want to yodel.
All right.
Okay, why don't you just do a regular yodel? I think that'll move on things.
All right. Hang on. Wait, are you both going to do it at the same time?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't get you both in frame.
That's okay. I'll be the backup vocals. It's all about them.
Off, Lily.
All right. Oh, I have to do one solo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I just go, Yahoo! Google sucks.
They can't post that. You have to do one.
No,
we
will post that. That's postable.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, you said Google sucks.
Yeah.
Totally zoomed in on your face in accident, but it was awesome.
All right, moving on to Kevin.
So it's just my cheek?
Yeah.
Good. It's better than my identity is depleted. I don't know what that means.
Oh, all right, Kevin.
Yahoo!
That's pretty decent.
Cute.
Pretty decent?
Yeah. I give it more than a 5.5.
Oh, how much do you miss it when it's gone?
Oh, not much. That's probably a 1. Not 0, though. Not like Justin. Yeah.
Do yours. Do one.
Yahoo! Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh, wow.
You had to joke.
Raymond. They want their pitch back.
No.
Come on, Evelyn.
It's only fair.
Come on, Evelyn.
Give us one.
Here we go. She's eating a breadstick.
Yahoo!
She sounds better.
Nice.
Well, that was good.
That was good.
The best
that was
one.
Solid. That
Natalie,
was the best
do you
one.
Want to do a Yahoo?
No, she's gone now already. I want to hear the story about how you and you married them. How did this come about?
Yeah, how did that?
I don't know. I think it was Evelyn's idea. She called me one day and said,
"Okay, it was both of our ideas." Let's
she proposed it to me.
Well, one of us we can't both call
she
you.
She proposed to me.
What? When did that happen?
We have a secret marriage. I'm sorry.
It's a secret marriage of
Kevin and Evelyn have a long history of quote unquote playing Halo. And I think
did you get my tux on Wednesday?
I did.
No. Yeah, years ago, like I'd bring my Xbox over to Kevin's and I'd
first generation Xbox, so y'all know. He doesn't mean 360.
And I'd be playing Xbox in one room and we hook it up to his in his bedroom, and Evelyn and him would be playing Halo in there, and they'd close the door and I'd be like, "What are you guys doing in there?" And they would like, "Hey, we're playing Halo."
And he'd be playing against our characters and they'd just be standing there.
Like, why
you could shoot them dead.
Why aren't you guys shooting? What are you doing in there? Oh, we're just playing Halo. Yeah, I'm on to you.
We think we're funny.
What were you guys doing?
Holding our controllers, staring at the screen.
Okay.
I was
like
hoping you'd say you were playing Guild Wars or something.
No. This is before
cheesy.
Guild Wars.
Yeah.
No. And then we talk about playing Halo.
And this is where she proposed the idea of...
No, then they got engaged. This was before they were married.
Through Halo?
No.
Oh. I think he texted her.
Yeah, I think I wrote
it. Did you propose?
I wrote it on a napkin. I owe you one marriage.
Check yes or no.
She crumpled it up and wiped her mouth with it.
So then you did the real proposal.
Yeah, and then I proposed.
But before that happened, you got a ring for her.
Oh, gosh.
And what happened with it? Yeah, I want to hear this ring story.
Yeah,
have
so
you
I,
never heard the ring story?
No.
This is
oh,
great.
Wow. So Frodo
this
and
is like
I,
the 100th time you've
Frodo.
Had it.
Frodo. No,
is that we, Jason Salazar?
No, we... You know, she knew that I was going to marry her someday, and so I was just like, all right, I need to keep this the best secret ever. So, no, buying the ring. I needed to make sure that she didn't know, because it was kind of a big deal. You know, I wanted to surprise her. She's really big on surprises.
Now, how did she know that you were going to marry her someday?
You know,
did you tell her?
We've talked about it. Like,
I mean, we'd been together for like...
You guys
Four
were living
years.
Together. You were at your parents' house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
so we're
it was a long
we're
time.
Living with Evelyn's parents. I
You're
moved in after.
Sitting like crazy.
I know. It
That's
was really
awesome.
Awesome. Anyway, so the... So Evelyn always told me, she
Evelyn
said,
gave a look. I don't know what that was about, but we'll move on.
I get those.
I think she's
time.
Playing Halo in her head.
Probably. So I always Evelyn always told me, if you want to buy me a ring, you need to talk to my mom. She has a lot of jewelry. She knows a lot about rings and jewelry, and she knows people. She can get you a good deal. So... One
it's
day,
Chinese mafia.
Yeah. So one day, Evelyn was at work, and I needed a ride back from like picking my car up from the shop. So Evelyn's mom drops me off, and on the way over there, I'm like, okay, this is my time to ask her for advice. I'm like, I tell her, I'm like, can you do me a favor? I'm interested in getting Evelyn a ring. So maybe at some point we can go shopping or something like that. You can give me some advice. And she's like, oh, okay. And
she sounds just like that.
Yeah, okay. And so
does she not? How does she really sound?
okay. I can't imitate my mom. I can't.
It's
I don't
pretty
know
good.
I don't know. I don't know your mom, but I like your imitation.
Yeah. I've met her. Close. She's super sweet. She loves me. Does she still love me?
Oh, she totally loves
I like
me.
How she sounds like Pikachu. Okay, okay, Pikachu! We get a ring!
No. That's Mario. Which
Luigi!
Is Christian's dad.
Mamma mia. So she drops me off, and I come home, and I'm home for maybe like 30, 40 minutes, and then her mom shows up at home finally, and she's got a little bag, and she's like, I went to the jewelry store, and I talked to my friend, and he said this is a really good diamond, and you should buy it. And she, I opened the bag, and there's like a giant diamond in the bag, and she's like, he lets me take it home, and if I like it, I can go back and buy it, but just so I can check it out. So I was like, okay, I wasn't ready to buy it today, you know, but okay, I guess this will be the ring, the diamond for the ring. Okay, great. So I said, okay, make sure whatever you do, you keep this a secret from Evelyn because it's a surprise. I'm going to surprise her with the engagement. It makes sense, right?
I don't even think you had to explain it that much. Like,
I just said, I said I don't want her to know because I want to surprise her with it. And she's like, okay.
No, she said,
okay, okay, okay.
Anyway, so I think the next day, Evelyn was working at Great America. And
it was Paramount's Great America.
Yep, Paramount's Great America. Yeah. And I went to a...
Are you showing off your knowledge of a theme park in
no,
the Bay
I just
want
to make sure we all know that it used to be on both.
I do.
I came back from a dinner, right? 6. I came 9. Back. I come home from dinner and Evelyn's home and she's just laying in bed watching TV. And I'm like, hi. And she's like, hello. And I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, oh, nothing. She's like, so were you planning on buying me an engagement ring? I'm like... What? How?
It's been
how
like
you...
6 hours.
No, it's been like 24. It's been at least a day. I'm like, what do you? What do you mean? She's like, well, I came home from work and my mom was like, Evelyn, how many diamonds do you like on your ring? And Evelyn's like, what? What are you talking about? She's like, what is it with Americans and their secrets? And Evelyn's like, she's not. You know, Evelyn's not dumb. She's like, what do you? Is Christian planning on buying me an engagement ring and he told you not to tell anything? And Evelyn's mom is
no,
like...
No, no, no,
she's like...
No, no.
It's like this long pause and she's like, don't tell Christian I said anything. Don't tell... He said he told me not to tell him. And don't tell him I said anything. And I'm listening to Evelyn tell me the story and I'm like, great. It's been a day. I told Evelyn's mom not to tell her anything. And a day later, she blows it. So now Evelyn knows I am buying a ring. I already have the diamond. It's in my drawer.
You bought it.
Show it to her or no?
I think I probably was like, here, this is what I'm buying you. Yeah.
In a bag?
It was in a little baggie.
How romantic, you beautiful son of a bitch.
So, I mean, eventually, at least at that point, the pressure was off me to get the best ring. So Evelyn was all excited. She drew out and photoshopped a ring and was able to take this photoshopped picture to, like, jewelers and say, this is what I want. Can you make this for me? And so we were able to get, you know, some good quotes and then... You
but
know, some,
then...
Then, you know, so it was made and everything, and then
after many, many weeks of following up, it was finally made.
Yeah, it took forever. But it went one day. Kevin was over, and he
no,
went,
no,
no, no, no, no. There's an entire chunk
there's a whole,
of story.
There's chapter
so
four.
So I'm gonna just substitute. Four. Okay. So
okay.
Should I talk like that for the rest of this? Part
yeah,
of the
whatever
story?
You want to do.
Well, you
please
should talk
no.
like you normally do. So go ahead. You're doing a really good character
I do appreciate
voice.
You putting on the American accent for this show.
She's been
up till now.
It's been really good.
It's so hard. I'm sorry. Okay, so anyway, back to the story. So after weeks and weeks of waiting and not having a ring because they weren't done, we go and we follow up. Like, we called and said, and they said, okay, it's finally done. So we go down and I take a look at the ring and it looks huge, humongous. Like, the diamonds that we had originally chosen, I don't know where they went, but these were like blown up. I don't know what
and
happened.
You described it like a weapon. The way
it was
it
huge.
Been, yeah.
It was heavy. It was really,
it had
really
diamonds
heavy.
On the side of the main diamond in the middle. And,
right.
Yeah.
So the ring I have now is so there's like two little marquee diamonds and then three tiny little ones and
tiny.
They're tiny. They're cute. You guys can see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It sparkles.
And it sparkles.
So, you know, it wasn't tiny, the check that I had to write for those damn things. That's exactly what I, that's why it was so funny to me. That when she said tiny, I was like,
I'm still paying that off, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, don't show
it. It's like a student loan type.
How many Xboxes do you have?
Don't show your
two Xboxes.
Don't show your tiny diamonds to my wife, okay? Just do that. Do me that favor.
She put the ring on, and like her fingers couldn't collapse together because the diamonds were sticking out.
I couldn't close my hand.
Because it hurt.
It hurt. Like the diamonds on the side were like digging into my my fingers, like my
pinky. That's a sign of things to come in marriage.
Yeah. It was horrible, and it was heavy, and I was just like, "This isn't what I drew. This isn't what I wanted. Like, this is for a giant, you know."
What I drew, I love this.
Yeah,
because I drew it out.
I know, I believe you.
Hey, if I'm gonna put money into this, because my what's mine is yours. Yeah. Mine. I want it to be what I want, and this was not what I wanted. Well.
You're a much better man than I, real quick, just to interrupt, because Natalie probably helped paid for a lot of her ring. I mean, at that point, like now, she makes a lot more money than I do.
Yeah.
But at that point, I was making a little bit more, but nowhere near what she's making now, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
So she helped pay for her own ring. I don't know. But anyway, I'm sorry. I'm interrupting your story stupidly.
It's fine.
That's interesting. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so apparently my mom had gone back, had seen the ring the way that... probably the way it is now, and said, "Oh, those are too small.
We need bigger diamonds.
We need bigger diamonds.
Please put bigger diamonds in there."
So they made a ring with bigger diamonds.
My future son-in-law will pay for everything.
Yeah.
Here's what I imagine. You're kind of doing it like a mafioso. Like, please put bigger. I still picture Pikachu in my head. Bigger diamond. Bigger diamond.
Maybe. It still sounds like Mario,
please,
though.
Please put bigger diamond.
Oh, my poor mom. Yeah, so I have this ginormous ring that I didn't want.
So it took him like another 6 months to finish it.
Something ridiculous. Yeah. A couple months. Maybe like two.
Maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah. No way. Because they had to build a new ring.
Yeah, they
because
did.
Because the setting was too huge. So, then we got the ring that I did want.
And then it lived on your computer desks at work.
At
home, right? It just sat there teasing Evelyn like a ring in a box just sitting on his desk.
You hadn't popped the question.
No.
Well, I was trying to surprise her still. I wanted to be something of
a surprise. But it just sat there tempting. It's not
but
like
if
it was
it's
a
sitting on her
drawer.
Computer desk. When it disappears,
which we're right next to each other.
So at some point, maybe like a month before I decided I was going to propose, I put it away. I'm like, you know what? You need.
And every day was torture for her.
Yeah, maybe
you took this engagement thing and like you took that baby steps philosophy and you went to town.
Yeah.
Like you were like, you know, a couple months before I did it, I moved it so she couldn't see.
He had to make up for his future mother-in-law completely ruining that amount of time. He was supposed
I don't
to
think
have time
she ruined it.
To shop around.
She
the
ruined
look.
The surprise. Well, yeah.
She
didn't where was the surprise?
She didn't ruin the surprise.
They know. They always know.
You said you started this story by saying Evelyn knew for a while I was going to ask her to marry.
There's a point, I think, in a relationship.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you were wrong.
I'm just saying at some point you kind of know, we're going to be together forever. So that's not a bad thing.
It's usually when the marriage happens.
It's the tone at which you say it, which is great. Because here's the thing. Like, I know these guys. I know they're head over heels in love. They're probably more in love with each other than I am with my wife.
That's probably true.
Because
their fights go something like this. They've told me, "Why are you so great? Stop being wonderful." Yeah, they've told me that these
that's
are
how Evelyn, yeah, that's what Evelyn says to me.
That's what they tell. Oh, she says that
she's
to you?
She's like, "Oh, you're so perfect. I hate that."
Are you listening to this part, honey? Are you listening?
Yeah, it's all lies.
See,
yeah,
that's the part.
I found out that we talked about this a little bit beforehand, and is that I found out today that through my marriage, I don't know if either one of you can relate, but that I started off my relationship with my wife being very cocky, very arrogant, very like, I know what's going on, I'm making all the decisions, and slowly and surely, like, I'm becoming more and more stupid in like. I never thought I was going to be that guy. Like, I never thought I would be the guy who's just simple-minded.
You
and
know
just...
what this really means?
What?
Is that you were always that guy, and all she's done is help you see it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think...
Can I get a second on this? Anybody?
Second.
Yeah. Really?
I think you've always
Natalie's
been pretty
over there
simple.
Nodding.
I am? Oh, well, this is horrible.
All that's happening is you're finally admitting it. It's okay.
That's also true. I told her on the ride over here, I said, does it bother you that I've become more and more weak as a man? Like, as... Like, it used to be when we first got together, her opinion did not matter.
Yeah.
And I thought that was what a man is supposed to do. I thought.
It's because you met your father.
Met him. I was him.
I know.
I probably still am to a lot of. Because she doesn't. Let's be realistic. She doesn't make a lot of decisions. Okay. Daddy's still
wearing
the suspenders.
She figured out what we're all going to eat for pizza.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
We have no idea what she.
Well, did. Okay. All right. On that technicality, is that. That's not a sentence.
She got twists.
She. she was allowed to make the decision.
No,
if I would have said to her, this is what the pizza is
going
to be.
At the very least, I'll give you that it was a negotiation between the two of you.
I think I've now I'm losing arguments with other people. This is not
it's
my
all
life
fault.
That I wanted it to be.
How long have you been married?
How simple am I?
You are so simple.
Really?
Just listen to how you talk. It's these words that
it's
are...
It's like farm language. There's barely two syllables.
How I talk? Do I sound pedestrian?
Oh, that's a big word.
Ooh, well done.
I was going to say every word you've been using is like two syllables or less.
Right, yeah.
Or
those are the best for Scrabble. That's why I talk that way.
We need to play Words with Friends.
Words with Friends?
You have iPhones. Both of you guys.
iPhone app. It's fun.
What's that?
It's Scrabble.
It's Scrabble, but it's called Words with for Friends or with Friends or something.
Oh, it's okay. Like Words with Chess with Friends.
Yeah. Speaking, I would like... Wait, am I cutting off your engagement story?
No, eventually we got engaged.
Out of a ring and I found it, and then he proposed after a show, and then I married them. The end.
Because here's what I really wanted, because I was really interested. Not that I wasn't... does that sound like I'm... How can I be this simple when my head is like...
That's why. None of us are having this problem.
But that to me seems complicated. Like, I think everything is it the fact that I'm simple that everything is complicated?
Exactly. You're right.
That if I was more complicated, everything would be easy?
Yes. That's exactly the formula. Yes. Right. That's considered complexity.
I think there are listeners who would disagree. I think.
I don't think you're a stupid man.
I'm not. Oh, no. I know I'm not stupid. Yeah. But I do think it's very easy to make. Well,
on a scale of 1 to 10.
What am I most interested in? Who? Oh, now Natalie's even telling me how to do this goddamn show. Oh, you better... You cross the line on that one, bitch. That's a big line. You're like two steps away from a black eye. I'll be honest with you.
Simple.
I'll be honest.
He uses simple means.
Oh, you got a dog coming out of your legs.
Violence.
Their dog came up and tried to...
Just so we're all clear. Yeah. What kind of podcast is this?
That was what I was kind of getting to. I thought it was really funny to hear you guys, because we've talked about Kevin's passion for role-playing or Morph games, I think. Is that...
I don't like LARP. I've never done it.
Since
what are we talking about?
Not LARP, but the Morph. Oh. The massive
MMORPGs.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Morph?
Isn't that... What a Morpg?
No,
is that
you say MMORPG.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's not a word.
Well,
yeah,
I can make
wish it was, because MMORPG sounds really nerdy. If we could say it was an MROP, that would... No, that's pretty nerdy.
So we were talking because Kevin has the new Champions game where you are a superhero online.
It's pretty sweet.
And then, because this is kind of what I find very interesting about your guys' dynamic. It's interesting to see like Kevin interact with another married couple in an entirely different way.
But you see, this is my role in life, because all I have are close married couple friends. Uh-huh. And like, I have you and Natalie, I have Justin and Summer. I have these two, like all of my really good friends are married couples.
But I never noticed the difference between like Justin and Summer. Like I noticed the difference between...
I'm
like,
their counselor.
Yeah.
In their
so it's like, but with these guys, it's like I feel, you were constantly trying to convince them into joining some kind of MROP again.
It's because of him. He started it.
MROP.
I did not want to play any MROP, and he said, Guild Wars is free online play. You should get it. And he convinced me to buy it and play it, and I was hooked. The first two nights I played it, I had dreams about it.
And then what happened, though? You played Guild Wars, and then how did that change for him?
He stopped playing it, and they left me alone.
Where did he go?
I don't know what they were doing. Not playing Guild Wars.
Now, do you guys move on as a couple, or is it that you decide you're going to move, or you're just like, you know what, I'm not interested in
this.
They just
do other things.
Because you're alike, you're similar.
We don't move on off of the game to do the same new thing together. We just get busy, they're doing other things.
They're diversified with their entertainment, whereas I'm like, this is the thing I'm doing right now.
Oh, I never realized that about you. You're right.
It's my brother and me. Yeah. That's it.
Oh my gosh.
Though. Right now I'm listening to Harry Potter, watching Last Avatar, and playing Champions. So I'm trying to do many things at once.
That's not the point, though. You're combining all of your
one loves.
Yeah, your one loves into one. Now you're going to over OD on all this
stuff.
How, at some point.
Though? I'm doing different things. Like, I don't play Champions all the time. When I came over here, I watched a DVD and then I played a game.
Sure.
I didn't play the game the entire time I was here.
Okay.
Which is what you wanted.
Which is what I wanted to do.
Which is what you used to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You would come over here and then play Champions online?
We'd play Guild Wars. I'd put my laptop in their computer room, and we'd all...
So you do the same thing you could do from Los Angeles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was up here.
You would add a trip to Fry's Electronics.
It's obligatory.
Okay.
Now, the thing about our dynamic that Evelyn pointed out when she asked me to perform their ceremony, which I think is so beautiful, I'm going to share it right now, is that the way Evelyn said it, is that I have a relationship with each of them as friends, and I have a relationship with them both as a couple.
Mm-hmm. I think we both knew Kevin before we got together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in different ways, yeah.
Yeah, and in different ways.
That's and I true. Think Kevin actually knows Evelyn longer than
I do.
Me.
Yeah.
Hello!
I remember because when I met you guys before you got together, but like very shortly.
Really?
Yeah, because didn't you guys just get together right after you graduated? Isn't that how it happened?
Last year we got together.
Because I was backstage when Evelyn was showing me pictures of Christian. I'm like, that's nice. I don't understand. Little I know it was your husband.
He's not that handsome.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like,
but it's going to be forever.
That's a guy you're dating.
But I want to get back to this because I think this is interesting. I want to hear your guys' thoughts on the different MROPs.
This is the interesting part we're talking about.
To me,
about
it is.
And dating
luckily,
and
I paid for the equipment. So that's why, even if people listening to the show don't like
simple.
It.
Right. So what is your question?
I just want to know. I want to hear you guys talk because I was thoroughly enjoying you guys talking about. Here's why Guild Wars is not good anymore and World of Warcraft is no good.
These are all Kevin's opinions, FYI.
I know, but I want to hear it because you never got a chance to get a word in.
First on MROPs in general.
I don't play very many.
Why?
I only play Guild Wars.
Because?
Number one, I feel like World of Warcraft, why pay for it when I can have the same or similar experience with a game that I don't have to pay monthly fees for?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good game. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, I haven't played in over a year.
Well over a year.
Who's counting? Probably have like three or four presents waiting for me. I don't know.
How many characters did you make before you quit? Do you have three or four?
I probably have like four or five.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like at varying levels. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why make multiple characters? This is what blows my mind about you is that you like to do one thing and stick to it, but then you make five different... That drives me up a wall.
I want to experience it all.
I'm like, how do you live five different lives online? I want to just have one. I have a hard enough time. I'm becoming more simple by the minute. I'm having a hard enough time being me, right?
See, you're on the other end of the spectrum because whereas when I play a game, I want to experience all the options and see everything. You're like beginning, end. I want to play the game, finish it, beat it, and return it before it's past due.
You have a
due.
Lot of achievement points on Xbox
you
Live.
You are on the other end of
Is
the gamer
real?
Scale. Absolutely.
I don't know how you knew that. I don't even know
it
what
shows
I know.
It on Xbox.
We're friends.
We can see.
I know we're
friends. Aren't we?
No, yeah.
Are we not
he's
okay?
Really a cyber stalker.
No, I don't care. I just didn't know that I had...
You can rank all your friends to see where you are in achievement points.
And I kick everybody's ass?
Oh, yeah.
No.
On my list, you do.
Let's not get that far ahead of ourselves. I was just saying...
Do you have more
achievement points than I do?
Oh, no, of course not.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you have more than him?
No, I don't. You can go in and look at your friends.
I like this. I don't even think this is a compliment, but I feel like it is.
It is. It means you spend a lot of time playing video games.
I can go in
a lot of video games. Like, yeah.
Up top.
Like a lot of, like to me, like this idea of me being able to crank through a video game and then I got like
you didn't know that is not a common, like that's a gamer's gamer. There's somebody that can pick up a game and get to the end. That's not the normal video game player.
Oh,
yeah, I don't beat many games.
Yeah,
really?
Beating a game is uncommon.
I get lost or stuck or I give up.
I'm playing Godfather 2 right now and I'm annoyed because it's again and again and again, but I'm trying just to quickly get to the finish.
See, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
And you can tell based on how games are developed, the first two or three levels are usually really phenomenal because that's all reviewists and most players play. And then the end of the game, that's why ending of games are usually like, oh, that was it? That's what I spent 40 hours doing? Credits?
See, that's what my new annoyance is with games is that there isn't enough story, which makes me feel like that
that's
from
the
way you guys
are
asking, like the way you guys are kind of talking about this, that because here's why I don't think I could do the MROP is because it's not ending.
No, that's the games that I choose to play that are MROP have stories. Guild Wars has a story, has a beginning, middle, and end, and you're getting to a point. And then you can keep playing and do missions again and meet other people. But you exist in the world. And then you can buy another campaign and your character can go into that game and play a different game. Same thing with Champions. There's a story.
Like,
you make a nemesis. After level 25, you get to create your own arch nemesis and their minions.
Why
can't
you be a
villain? Coolest thing ever?
It is the coolest thing ever. I just don't want to do it.
Stop breaking my pens.
Need to hold
I thought that was mine. Stuff.
Simple.
I had an idea and I lost
it. Oh, I played that game. That was one of the Sims, right?
Oh, this is the other thing. Oh, that's what I was going to say, is that this new downloadable content thing on Xbox is driving simple man like me up a damn wall.
Yeah,
like, I was like...
To do.
Because I take a game and I'm so happy because I used to take it back to GameStop and I would try and beat it. Originally, they had a thing that if you bought a used game, you could return it within 7 days or whatever. And I think you still can with a used game, but it used to be even a brand new game, which I was, I get home and I would crank that thing out
in a
weekend.
Burp in my face.
Me?
No, Christian burped and blew in my face.
That's pretty impressive because I didn't even see it go down.
I just felt the cold wind. I'm like, what is that smell?
I think I didn't want to blow on the microphone.
So you get.
Well, I meant maybe he exhaled. He didn't burp.
I exhaled. I didn't burp.
No. Oh, okay.
I mean, if it smells, fair I enough. Apologize.
No, it's okay. That's the only assumption I could make.
This is when we say sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would be able to like crank out a game and return it to the GameStop. Now I go eBay. Yeah. I get all my games on eBay used, and then I sell them back used. Yeah. And I lose very little money, like a dollar or two, or I make money on the transaction, which I'm like, oh, I'm amazing.
I need to do that because I got Elder Scrolls. You went and bought that for me. I paid, what, $30?
Yeah.
I thought it was a $60 game. I thought if I took it back to GameStop, I would get at least 20.
No, you get 25 tops now.
$8 for that game. Boo. I was so mad.
GameStop, there are going to be a lot of people drunk at this point in the show. We are nerding this up.
There's a drinking game for our podcast that when you discuss something nerdy or say up top,
people have to drink.
You have to take shots or drinks. Aww. Yeah,
so we're probably giving a lot of people alcohol poisoning,
which is good.
Right
last
now.
Yesterday or last week, we didn't talk much about nerdy things. So.
I'm desperately fighting not to. I want to learn more about how simple I am, though. But I would really like to keep talking about video games.
Or let's break them down. Talk about why you love WoW. WoW is your favorite.
I don't have a favorite. I just like playing it. You know, I'm not.
What's your favorite game?
Obsessed. Oh, I don't have a favorite game.
How do you not have a favorite game?
I don't.
You have a favorite everything. You have a favorite band? No, you do. You have a favorite movie?
No,
you have a favorite TV show?
I think I do have a favorite band, but I have favorites of everything else.
No, your favorite movie is Parent Trap, the new one with Haley Mills. And your favorite TV show...
Wait, Haley Mills?
Or not Haley Mills, the other lady.
Lindsay Lohan.
Not Haley Mills. And your favorite show is Wings.
How do you feel about Lindsay Lohan's downward spiral?
Oh, it's terrible. And it's embarrassing to say that I like the Parent Trap, because you're like, ew.
You don't like it because of her.
No, I like it because it's a genuinely good British entertainment movie.
And his favorite show is Wings.
Okay, but see, I have...
Okay, so...
See, you're wrong in a little
How
bit
How am
way.
I wrong?
Because I have new favorites. And
it's not... fair enough.
So I feel like since we have gotten together, he has grown.
Oh, good.
That he no longer has
I don't like
a
this
single
either, Christian.
Favorite. Anymore. He right. has expanded.
To be fair,
his...
on his website, these were sections on his website. So
A long time ago. But no, now,
since
now
then
I
he's
can,
grown.
Now I can say, I can say.
See?
Like,
well, I'm trying to diversify. You're trying to learn new movies to like.
I have.
I'm becoming more
already.
Simple.
No,
everybody's growing.
Evelyn's American accent is kicking ass.
Oh, way to go with that.
She's holding it really well.
I know. I holding a character this long is hard.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I can't imagine.
It's good. This is why she doesn't talk a whole bunch.
I'm surprised she hasn't offered me tea yet. In a soup bowl.
Did I offer you tea?
No.
Oh.
Miso soup.
Sorry.
Oh, that's soup. I thought it was tea.
Oh, yeah, it's
your favorite. So what is your new favorites movie?
Oh, well, you know, I would say that I love Saving Private Ryan.
Oh.
And I'm a big fan of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay. Titanic.
I love Titanic.
Oh. You know, in India, that is like the movie every kid has seen.
On the boat, Rose. It's the best line of all time. No one, you guys aren't flinching.
I've never seen it.
No, we've seen it.
You've
but
never
I don't,
seen.
I've never seen Titanic.
But I don't know how Get on the Boat, Rose.
Isn't it great?
Is going to beat,
Get
I don't know.
Get on the Boat, Rose.
That's his quote on his signature.
I'm
going to
be honest. Yeah. Get on the boat, Rose. Yeah. Is nowhere near as interesting as Life is Like a Box of Chocolates.
Boring.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Or
you
I'll
never
be
know
back.
Or I'll be back.
Look, it's funny to me. But I do love Titanic.
You know, it's funny to say on. Get on the Boat, Rose?
Yeah.
It's
Billy
random.
Zane said this, right? Or no?
Yeah, Billy Zane, I think, says it in the movie.
Why do you like Titanic so much?
Oh, it's such a grand, like, it's such a big movie. Like, I remember just watching the previews and I was really excited and. You know, it's just
it's before it's digital effects.
No, they use a lot of digital effects.
Just a
in that
little.
Movie.
It was like 99, right? 98.
It was 98. Yeah.
I'm not sure what that was. I think my computer just took a dump in a toilet. It sounded like.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody was online and they went offline.
Not to mention, Wings is a great show, but I mean, there's so many other great ones that I watch now. Like, you know, I loved Arrested Development.
No,
when it was on.
Good. Yeah, brilliant.
It was definitely one of my favorites. And
Serenity.
Serenity was really good. I was Firefly on TV.
Sorry, Firefly.
And
The Office.
The Office is good. Right now, I'm loving Community and Modern Family.
Really? You like Community?
Modern Family.
You know, Dan
great.
Harmon is the creator of...
Yeah, yes. The guy who's done... Who's the...
Channel 101.
Office, right?
And, no, Channel 101.
Oh, I didn't really? Know that part.
He's that guy from Comedy Sports in L.A. And he did Channel 101 in L.A. And he finally has got the show off the air.
Oh, it's awesome. Fantastic. I love
off
it.
Off the air?
I mean, sorry, on the air. Off the ground. Off the air.
He finally
this
managed
is the weekend
to get
of
a,
bad metaphors.
A sitcom and get it canceled. At last, his dream will be
which
lived.
Is Channel 101, so yeah. It all works out.
That's great.
Yeah, those are great shows.
So I know I just want to make sure that we're not leaving something open. It's this now. It's not about me being selfish, yeah. But I felt like we were going into your definition of the MROPS,
yeah.
And then we got segued into your favorites.
Yeah, we're going to find out that because I want to know how Evelyn has affected your favorites.
Yeah.
So yeah, talk about MROPS.
Oh, I mean,
so you like World of Warcraft?
I play it leisurely. You know, I actually just started playing maybe like a week ago.
Why do you not?
Why would you start playing a week ago when I tried to get you back on at least Guild Wars?
I got back.
You
on
abandoned
Guild Wars
me. This is the issue I'm dealing with.
The thing is, like, I have a lot of. I have like, I'm in a guild. This is that's so nerdy to say.
No, it's not.
It is.
That's four shots. Everybody take four shots.
I'm drinking.
That's awesome.
Wow. Where'd that come from? Where have you been this whole time?
She's
that's
been
what
there.
She's doing.
I'm here for the gems.
I'm trying. Here's what I'm doing. I think because Evelyn is a great sniper.
Yeah, she's hit.
She's hit
like
right
Amy
bullseye,
Steeler.
Right between the eyes, three times
four
already.
Ouch.
And like, and that was the fourth. Like, this is awesome. So I feel like it's in everybody's best interest for me to keep drilling you.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you seem to be setting her up. Just. Or my new phrase that I like.
Ninja sound?
Shakapui. That's my new thing because my son really likes Kung Fu Panda. And I have the beginning of the show memorized because, and it's so funny. Like, I remember when we watched it in the movie theater how much I loved it, but I don't remember how funny just the first 2 minutes of his dream is freaking hysterical. Oh, I love it. And he's like, he goes, "You seem like you like to chew. Why don't you chew on my fist?"
I didn't need to watch it.
How is Get on the Boat Rose not as good as that?
Did
no,
you?
You're right.
Didn't you have the game? Did you ever play it?
No, I need to get the game.
I got it. You can buy it.
Okay, good. Because I gave it to you. I gave it to you when I got my new Xbox after Ring of Death. I just realized that.
That's right.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun to be able to play video games again and not have to worry about my son doing anything.
He'll watch the screen.
He'll just stare at it. He does. He goes comatose, which I think as a parent, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think you're supposed to enjoy.
No, that's baby TV. That's why it's there.
Yeah, but I don't... But is because here's the thing. I don't like him watching Barney or any crap like that. This is where I am like my father in that he can watch things that I like, but he can't watch anything that, you know, is intended for him that isn't entertaining to me also.
Hypocritic.
Hippo what?
Hippo.
Break it down to like two syllables. Yeah. Thank you.
You're a hypocrite. So what do you
Did
think
he
of MROPS?
Yeah. We keep getting
We're good. I mean, I guess you have to, a lot of people don't like them, right? I think it what draws me to them are just the, I like the collecting of stuff.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, that's kind of fun. The sort of a progression, you know, that you
the
get
armor.
To.
Armor. Yeah,
sure.
Fun.
You know, that you, you start off like as nobody and you go move on and, you know, you get to be, you know, a little, you know, you get more stuff, more features, more powers, whatever.
Do you like the aspect where you're expected, like in World of Warcraft the most, to live a second life inside this game?
No, I don't have the time.
See, that's the aspect of those games that I do not enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, I wish if it wasn't free, that would make, I would love it more.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be my favorite game.
If it was free.
If it was free, yeah. But because you have to pay for it, I'm like, I feel like I have to like, invest,
you have to do it.
I have to invest so much time in it to get my money's worth that it's like I can't go and play. Like, I didn't play it for, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 months this year because I was like, I just don't have the time
for
it.
And once you start, you're like, well, now I paid $15. Right. I better play.
Exactly.
But how much is a movie?
Is this a quiz?
Yeah, it's like $12.
Welcome
bucks.
To the Price is Right.
I use your analogy all the time. I do. Like, your analogy of... You know, if the price of a movie is $10 and it's an hour and a half long, you know, if you pay so much for a game, you know, are you getting an hour and a half worth of entertainment? Yeah.
That's,
you know,
my, that's
and
my
I
benchmark.
Totally agree. That makes sense because, you know, I'll go see a movie, pay $10 and, you know, I enjoy whatever. So,
is that why you like Titanic so much? Because for the $8 you get 3.5 hours of movie?
That was the best 3.5 hours. I saw the movie 6 times in the theater.
Oh my gosh. You saw it for me then. Thank you.
I know. I did. I think I actually wrote a paper on it in college. No,
are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being
serious.
That
was my paper. I wrote...
Well, no, I didn't write... I wrote an analysis of the movie. You wrote about a movie you've never seen. That's
that
different.
Was the premise, that I could tell you what it was about without ever having seen it.
Did you go see the Titanic on tour at Great America?
No, I missed it. I wish I would have. I like Titanic. Is fascinating, the whole story behind it and stuff.
I worked it. It was great. Yeah, we told that story. So... I want to know, what's new in this MROP world is that each of you are excited about or not excited about or hate?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's what I want to know.
I'm going to start and say I'm pretty neutral.
Yeah, because it seems to me that you don't really care. I feel like you kind of do it to chum around with these guys, but there are 14 other things that you would rather be doing.
She's usually putting together amazing crafts and doing things of value instead of existing in a digital world.
Yeah.
She's making these things.
Simple guy doesn't understand. like I said earlier, I don't understand what the draw is of, because I get the idea of escapism of living. Mm-hmm. But to me, remember when I got The Sims and how much I loved it? Yeah. I was like, oh, The Sims is so much fun. It's like, it's so simple.
It's even in word.
I was like, this is so,
the second time I've made
it's
that
so
joke.
Like easy to do, like I'm feeding, and then at one point I was sitting in my underwear, I hadn't bathed all day.
To be fair, Natalie was on the cruise ship.
On the cruise ship, so I was alone.
It was
alone.
Better that you were doing that than drinking Crown Royal and smoking.
I was drinking Southern Comfort.
Oh, sorry.
And
I tried to take you up a notch.
Oh my god, I would have gained 180 pounds if I could have been able to get my hands on pot then. Oh my gosh, it would have been insane in the memory.
You could have, you were right by
I
high
could
school.
Probably be a different person right now if that would have gone different. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm, because I think I got a promotion at my job or something happened good in my life
in the game. No, the game. I know what it was. You got
I was thinking in real life. I'm
no.
Oh, congratulations.
It's close. Here's what happened. You were not playing the game and you were reflecting on the fact that within the world of the game you had gotten $6,000.
Yes.
And you were thinking, what am I going to do with all this money? And then you got confused and started thinking, I have $6,000?
Yeah. I don't have to go to work next week. And then I went, wait a minute. This is not how daddy should be spending his time. This is bad news bears all around. And then I had to think of someone who would enjoy it. And I thought of Kevin Miller because I knew he liked SimCity.
He likes
so I played it and I played it for a few weeks. Loved it. Made my family.
That's great.
Fell in love.
I hope we didn't talk about this
I don't
on
know.
The show,
but
right?
I fell in love with my mom within the game and we got married and my brother and my
dad.
We
did talk about this on the show.
But then I maybe I did.
My brother and my dad. That's so great that it was same sex. This was a while ago.
It was.
Before gays were invented.
And they would do things in bed together. They'd get all naughty and blurred. And, yeah. But
your dad and your brother?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would go in there and it would blur out.
So, for you, did you stop playing it because you were starting to get reality confused?
No, because then I went and told them, hey, you guys, check this out. I want to see what I can make you do.
You guys want to see you do it?
And they'd be like, what are you and mom doing? Get out of my room. So I stopped playing because I couldn't get my character to wake up and go to work on time. I'm like, I can't do that for me in the real world. Why am I playing a video game where the point is to be responsible?
That's
this is
really
a stupid game. I'm gonna play Roller Coaster.
Did you like Sims at all, you guys?
Oh yeah, I played it a lot. That was also another time suck. I just didn't have time to play it. It's just so tedious after a while.
Then break down a good, because I didn't know that you were such a huge fan of video games. I thought, are you a huge fan or no?
I'm not as big as these guys are, but
she'll play them.
I enjoy
if you weren't around these guys, would you still play them?
I probably do because I miss playing Halo a lot because we don't play Halo anymore.
Why don't we play Gears of War?
Why don't we play Gears of War? That's so much
that's
more fun than
game.
Halo.
Oh, yeah. We like that.
I don't know if Evelyn.
Why are we making Gears social plans on a podcast? Why is that also happening?
Everybody's going to join us. Halo's a solid
We've
game,
given though. Out our. Here's we should kind of wrap it up, too. But I've given out my gamer tag, Justin Comedy.
Is so short now. Yeah.
December 21 is Kevin. What is yours?
Mine is R E M F A N. R E M fan.
What's your favorite band?
Beatles.
You can't even say it.
You know what? I just realized again how simple I am. Is that when you say, I was like, all right, why is he spelling it? Just say Rem Fan because
it's not Rem Fan. It's
I don't.
Fan.
I know that's. But I simplified. I go Rem Fan because I was like, I go, he's a fan of dreaming.
you never knew that it was REM.
No, I knew, but that's how I remembered it. That's how I remembered his email address and his. I was like Rem Fan.
Now
who's that?
Everyone knows my email address. Thanks.
No, they don't.
At Yahoo.
They don't.
There's numbers.
Oh, it's over.
There's numbers in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you could get a number generator, then you're golden.
Or I can just tell you. No, I won't. In German.
We're acting like we have a million listeners and they're going to over. Yahoo can handle that. That's what makes Yahoo so much better than Gmail.
You
could send 10,000 emails and it's not going to be like your email box is too big.
Because Yahoo offers unlimited email. space.
Champions Online is a great game because you get to custom build your character right from the beginning to look like anything you want it to
look
like.
Can you be
like
a villain?
Not in this game. But you can in an earlier version called City of Heroes, City of Villains.
Why can't you be a villain?
But here's, you can make like an evil-looking character, but you're still going to fight the bad guys. But when you achieve level 25, you then create your nemesis and fight him and his minions. It's pretty cool.
Are you sold? This is how he sold me.
Or I'm not.
Try this out.
The nice thing about me is that I'm a Mac person, and
these games are on Mac now. They're on a lot of these games are on Mac.
They're on. Mm-hmm. Oh, Kevin's going to become a Mac person.
I was just reading how the game was supposedly being built for Xbox 360.
I did see that. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised because that was the original plan.
You'll buy it.
Yeah,
if it comes on Xbox 360, I'll buy it.
That'll be great.
Yeah, sweet. And we can all play.
I'll be all over.
Well, we'll all play Gears of War 2 or whatever.
Or Halo.
Whatever
you
want to play. Well, we only have, from what I understand, we only have a couple more months of A, this show, and and B, any of these plans that we're making, because I found out today that something huge is happening in Kevin's life in the month of February.
Yeah. That's right. The baby's coming.
The baby is coming.
Why are you stroking your mic?
This is so great.
Disturbing.
Tell everybody, and then we'll hold on. Before we do that, is there anything else you guys want to say? Because we're going to wrap it up.
Evelyn, you first.
I love this garlic breadstick. Really good.
Touché. All right, good.
Oh, Christian. I'm just happy to be on the show after years and years and years of listening to you guys.
Yeah. We've been like almost a year.
He's saying it feels like years.
Oh, that's right. Probably true.
And I really probably only heard maybe like 25% of
the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Christian is also of the person that he's had this conversation with. But he's like, he goes, well, I would listen, but it's so long.
So he's happy with that. We never solved the problem of you, what the Harold Ramis movie you're going to make.
Harold Ramis is his name.
You were going to do a Harold Ramis.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing something, whether it's like,
we talked about it on the air.
Yeah. Well, on the air you talked about how I looked and sounded like him.
Yes,
and
you do.
The things I was saying sounded like exactly like he would say.
It's true.
But then I sort of thought, oh, maybe I should just give in because you guys aren't the first ones to ever assume that. At work, people are like, why didn't you dress up as Ghostbusters for Halloween? And I'm like,
the older you get, the more.
Apparently. So I thought, maybe I should just run with it. Let's run with it.
Yeah.
I'll just make a movie where maybe I'm either wanting to be Harold Ramis or I'm playing a younger version of Harold Ramis.
Or
it was Harold Ramis 2089 in the future Harold Ramis.
Well, you're like Harold Ramis the 23rd.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the idea.
Exactly. So I don't know how I would
next.
I don't have access to flying cars, but the idea is I was like, I should just take it and run with it and make something, you know, with it. And so I'm thinking,
give me the line that you I know you know a few, but give me a line from Ghostbusters because now we don't have to deal with the compression of the phone.
He says, I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
That's pretty great.
That's a good one.
He rattles it. He does a lot of like paragraphical things like, I'm conducting an experiment in which
don't
I
cross
only
the streams. Crossing the streams would be bad.
Star Trek Online is coming February 2nd, and I will disappear from this reality until Guild Wars 2 comes out, but we don't know when that's going to be.
You're going to give up Star Trek for Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty. Guild Wars 2 is going to be pretty freaking great.
And also free for a month.
Yeah, it's going
to be good. Only the theme song.
Oh, that's
but we could close with that. That'll be fun.
Oh, great. I was hoping to hear some kind of...
Can you please go with that future Harold Ramis movie? Because then you can name it Harold Ramis TNG.
The Next Generation.
Nice.
Take another shot, bitches.
we didn't talk at all about how Evelyn loves Star Trek and how she makes crafty things that's pretty. And she made her own Ursula costume this year for Halloween.
She makes her costume every year for Halloween.
And yours.
And
you were the Harry Otter last year?
No, I was Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
That's pretty funny. I saw that picture of Harry Potter. That was pretty funny.
That's a good one. It's awkward.
Uncanny.
This year I was a Three Amigo.
Who were the other two?
No one. I was
You've been
by
that
myself.
Costume before, though.
Shh, don't tell.
I was there because that was the year I was Terrell Owens.
Stop it. You're embarrassing me.
You wore that
You were Terrell Owens?
Yeah, back in 2000.
Sharpie.
Yeah, yeah. I had a Sharpie and a Terrell Owens jersey. You don't remember
that? Oh, I do remember that because we got Terrell Owens and Jeff Garcia. You got me a Jeff Garcia
that's
jersey.
That's right, yeah.
And
yeah,
that
was huge.
And Evelyn was a fairy, and you were Waldo.
I was Waldo.
Yeah, that's right.
And you found me.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thank you guys for being on the show. Thank you for listening. We'll have another show where we'll talk. The next time we'll barrage Evelyn with questions, and then you can snipe.
She can talk about video games and crocheting and knitting.
Put everyone to sleep. Every boring moment on the show is a shot.
Boom.
That's a drink.
That would kill people. All right. Thanks, guys. Listen. Okay, bye.
Bye. Afraid of no guns. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call. Ghostbusters! I'm afraid of no guns. I hear it likes the girls. I'm afraid of no guns. I thought you were someone else. Hello. I'm Peter. Where are you from? Originally. Let me tell you something. Shh. Welcome makes me feel good. Okay. The usual stuff isn't working. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Afraid of no guns. Don't get caught alone, no, no. Ghostbusters! When it comes through your door, unless you just want some more, I think you better call. Supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the nearest convenient parallel dimension. That ought to do it. Thanks very much, Ray. Ghostbusters! All right. This chick is toast!
It's just occurred to me we really haven't had a completely successful test of this equipment.
I blame myself.
So do I.
Well, no sense worrying about it now.
Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
Yep. Let's get ready. Switch me on.